This is KVNF's regional newscast for Thursday, September 16th. I'm Gavin Dahl. School children have the highest rates of COVID transmission in Colorado. Last Friday, the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment strengthened the wording of guidance to schools, calling on districts to impose their own mask mandates, but the agency still didn't require them to do so. Governor Jared Polis has defended his local control approach repeatedly, saying he will only consider a new mask mandate if too many schools switch to remote learning or if hospital capacity is threatened statewide. That's a high bar. At a press conference Friday, Polis claimed, quote, the majority of students in our state are wearing masks every day. Chalkpeak, Colorado reports at least 78% of Colorado students in preschool through 12th grade now attend school under a mask mandate, but not in Montrose, Delta, or Mesa County. Mesa County Public Health announced 22 schools in the D51 district have active COVID outbreaks. D51's COVID dashboard shows as of Tuesday there were 56 positive cases in the district, including 44 students and 12 staffers. An outbreak is defined as five or more cases in a cohort over a period of 14 days. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports none of these outbreaks have reached the 2% positive threshold that would cause the district to enact its own mask mandate. The district joined a program through CDPHE that provides testing supplies to schools in order to test kids with consent without parents having to take them to a testing site. The Delta County Department of Health reported the first death due to West Nile virus here this year. Delta County Independent reports the woman in her 60s has not been identified. Four additional cases have been reported so far this summer. The health department reminds us to drain standing water on property, use bug repellent, dress in long sleeves and pants, or avoid being outdoors completely when mosquito activity is high during dusk and dawn. San Miguel County Public Health has identified 8 cases of RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, among infants and toddlers in the last week. The Telluride Daily Planet reports 2 infants were hospitalized over the weekend. The outbreak occurred at a local child care facility, which will reopen next Monday after disinfecting classrooms. RSV is not connected to COVID, even though some respiratory symptoms are similar. However, Public Health Director Grace Franklin says COVID cases amongst unvaccinated people continue to overwhelm the healthcare system, making it more difficult for people with illnesses like RSV to receive the urgent care they need. Uray County Commissioners hired a new county attorney Tuesday after a 9-month search. Leo Caselli is senior hearing examiner for the State Office of Administrative Hearings in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Currently, the county attorney is one of only 3 direct hires commissioners make. Uray County Plain Dealer reports commissioners spent more than 18 hours in executive sessions conducting interviews and discussing the job. The paper is concerned the decision to hire Caselli appears to have been made behind closed doors, which is not allowed under Colorado open meetings laws. You can read more at urainews.com. And Mary Hockenberry of Hotchkiss was one of 3 artists selected by the Colorado Creative Industries to receive the Governor's Creative Leadership Award for 2021. The award seeks out those providing selfless service within the creative sector to honor their process and celebrate their achievements. According to a news release, Hockenberry serves on the Hotchkiss Town Council and maintains the Church of Art. She was chosen for her use of the arts to activate public spaces and envision new futures in the North Fork Valley. Winners will be honored at an awards luncheon on September 30th at the Yampa Valley Botanic Park in Steamboat Springs. Heidi Ganahl is in the running to challenge Jared Polis to be Colorado's governor. As KVNF's Scott Franz reports for Capital Coverage, Ganahl has the highest profile of any Republican to challenge the wealthy Democratic incumbent.
Ganahl is the only Republican candidate currently holding a statewide office as a regent for the University of Colorado. In a campaign video, she touts being an entrepreneur who has overcome many storms, including the death of her husband in a 1994 plane crash and a brain tumor last year. In the same video, she blasts Polis for his response during the pandemic and vows for a better recovery.
This storm doesn't have to last. We need a change. We're ready for the sun to shine on those mountaintops in our lives again.
Ganahl is viewed as an underdog. Opinion polls show most Coloradans support Polis's response to the pandemic so far. A July survey conducted by a Democratic research firm also showed him with a 20-point lead over Ganahl in a theoretical matchup. I'm Scott Franz.
Next, Kate Redmond reports on a new initiative aimed at making our communities safe and inclusive for all people.
Delta County Cares, which stands for Coalition Advocating for Radically Equitable Spaces, is a new initiative of multiple groups of which the Learning Council is a part. Amanda Campbell of the Learning Council came in to talk with me about how the coalition got its start.
earlier this year in 2021, several organizations in our community came together with one broad idea that we wanted to make our county a more equitable, inclusive, and safe space for all types of people. And this really started with Solar Energy International and Elsewhere Studios, both having the commonality of having groups come and visit their campuses for different programs, for residencies. And they realized that a lot of people of color did not feel comfortable coming to live here in the Valley to come to visit, to do work. And so they wanted to reinvent how to make these people feel safer and more welcomed in the community. So that was kind of the heart of it.
The Learning Council is based in Paonia and does a wide array of workshops. They also serve meals by donation of locally sourced vegetables. I asked Campbell how DC Cares dovetails with their other work.
The Learning Council has taken up several initiatives in the last few years to be more inclusive and to offer services to like a more diverse array of folks. This aligns in a lot of ways actually with our work in the school district trying to implement comprehensive sexual health education in the schools. We want the youth of our community to become thoughtful global citizens who are capable of making our own home a better place, but we also want them to be able to thrive in a diverse world if they leave the county and go elsewhere. There are so many threads that are all woven into this big cloth of inclusivity, and we do have to look at topics like racism and homophobia. The Learning Council has a lot of other initiatives as well, supporting migrant workers with our partnership with the Migrant Rural Coalition. And so we have all of these projects that have this intersection of supporting marginalized communities right here in Delta County.
They are also working with the Ute Tribe and have worked in partnership with the Delta County School District to buy books for their libraries on Black and First Nations histories. Campbell and I also took some time to discuss the name Coalition Advocating for Radically Equitable Spaces.
The other word in our acronym, Radically Equitable Spaces, so the word radical, we chose that word because we thought that it hit the nail on the head of being a group of action rather than just image or ideas or concepts. What makes the world a better place and what changes the system from within is by taking action. And so we felt the word radical applied well to that. So in addition to community events, we are helping coalition members adopt anti-discrimination statements and internal systems to handle discriminatory events. We're really just trying to get our coalition members and their systems dialed. It's really a system of accountability.
More information on DC Cares can be found on the website thelearningcouncil.org. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
That does it for Thursday's KVNF Regional Newscast. You can find all of our archives at kvnf.org. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.